This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's a crime story from India where police this week gunned down a bandit who went by the name of Dadua. He was wanted for murder and kidnapping and extortion. He was on the run for more than 30 years. But in the villages of his district, he had a Robin Hood rep with the lower castes. And he wasn't the only one. The Highwayman Bandit is still a cultural anti-hero in parts of India. Journalist Scott Carney is based in Chennai. That's in southern India. Welcome back to the program, Scott.
Thanks a lot.
And tell us about the capture of Dadua. It sounds like it was kind of an Old West shootout there.
Yeah, well, it was a two-day gun battle with automatic weapons and special forces from the state of Uttar Pradesh. They've been trying to track this guy for 30 years. Dadua had been implicated in 150 murders, and he had a gang of at least 10 people holed up in this small jungle fort. You know, they killed a couple policemen in the exchange, but eventually he went down. One of the problems that the police had in finding him was that no photo actually exists of Dadua other than his dead body now. So they really didn't know who he was. They needed to use a string of informants to even point out who they were shooting at.
He did have, I guess, support among the local people because someone must have known who he was and where he was all these years.
I mean, the local people knew who he was, but they didn't have a picture of him. Every time someone with a camera had come to his camp, he'd shut it down, taken the film, or stopped the photograph from being taken. What the police needed was an informant who had seen him could identify who Dadua was. And during the gunfight, the police were shooting at the 10 members of the gang and didn't know who they were killing until at the end when this informer came and actually identified the body and said, hey, you actually got Dadua. He's right here. He's dead. And I guess there's a little bit of a question that remains is this villager telling the truth or is he lying? I think most people think he's telling the truth, but it could spur rumors on in the future is this man really alive? Did they really get him or not?
When we say someone is a Robin Hood-like character, you sort of feel that the local community likes him and supports him in some way because he gives them money and does things for them. Is that what this bandit did?
Yeah, he actually had a whole mythology behind him. He's from the lower untouchable Kurmi caste and had been in a fight with an upper-class family in his youth. When he was about 20 years old, his father was murdered by a guy named Jagannath. And he revenged himself by shooting the man twice in his head and then was arrested in 1978 for that murder. Honor is a very important thing for these people in this area, and he actually got a lot of respect from that. And in jail, he made contact with other bandits, was released actually quite quickly. Once he was back out in his home terrain, he was famous for giving to the poor, and most importantly, he would give to poor farmers who are getting their daughters married off, and he would actually provide the dowry for these people, which is oftentimes a family's largest expense.
Okay, so Dadua gets out of prison, and he decides to become a bandit. What does he do?
Aside from, making about $2 million a year for his, murders, kidnappings, and other sorts of things, he's also quite famous for being a daring escape artist. One of the things he did in the mid-90s was as the police were hot on his trail, he dressed up as a woman, donned a sari, and actually walked right past them. They never knew who he was, and that made the papers and added to his reputation. And another thing, he was said to be a very religious man. While actually escaping from the police, while he was dressed in the sari, he'd promised God that he would donate an elephant to a local temple. He did that about 3 or 4 years ago. He showed up at a temple with his gang of hundreds of armed bandits, and paraded in and gave this about a $20,000 elephant, tied it up outside the temple, much to the admiration of his fans.
But we don't think of Robin Hood as having murdered 150 people. I mean, this is a pretty brutal Robin Hood, isn't it?
That's interesting. I mean, even in the United States, we've had people like this. John Dillinger had a Robin Hood aura around him at one point. I mean, it's not that unusual. Especially if you think in the Indian context, you have such a gap between the rich and the poor that a lot of people were rooting for him the whole time. I mean, there's two words for his profession. The criminal word, which is bandit, in Hindi is dacoit, while another word would be baghi. And the local people would call him baghi, and baghi means rebel, and he's someone who's fighting the man.
You know, when this story came up this week, we talked about it in an editorial meeting, and a couple of us said, hey, didn't this happen 2 years ago or something? And in fact, it did. There was another Robin Hood-like bandit in India. These characters still exist there. How is that?
Well, the other one you're talking about, his name was Virupam. He was in southern India. He'd roamed around in the jungle, the protected jungles here, shooting elephants and exporting sandalwood, which is a valuable commodity. Dadua and Virupam were definitely the most well-known, who are currently active, but there are still probably dozens of bandits who are up and coming throughout India. And in fact, some of these people have even been elected to Congress. One woman who Pulan Devi, had fought the upper caste while she was in UP, was elected as a member of parliament. And a movie was made about her that's popular in the States called Bandit Queen. And she was very well respected until eventually she was assassinated.
Well, how is it that these bandits go on in India?
A lot of them not only have the support of local people, but that support translates directly over into political clout. Dadua, for instance, had been in bed with several political parties. At one point, the BSP, which is the current ruling party in Uttar Pradesh, he had helped them get elected in previous elections, but to his detriment, he switched parties right before the last election, essentially backed the wrong horse, and they went after him. But usually these bandits command such a groundswell of support that they can actually challenge politicians in local elections.
Are you saying that Dadua, the bandit who was killed, you're saying the police really got him because he backed the wrong political candidate? His guy lost, and so the government turns around and says, okay, now we're going to get you?
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Scott Carney, an investigative reporter based in Chennai, India. Scott, thank you.
Thank you very much, Alex.